State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. A lot of high school seniors are nailing down what they want to do after they graduate. Now, for students who choose to go to college, there can be a lot of stress around getting into their top choice. But for many first-generation, low-income students, getting into college is just the first of many hurdles. Chris Reynolds will never forget his first day on campus at the University of Michigan. He and his dad got up super early and drove 9 hours from Sellersville, Pennsylvania, to Ann Arbor.
My father literally just dropped me off and then left.
His dad could not afford a hotel, so they took about an hour to unpack the car, said their goodbyes, and his dad drove off. Chris Reynolds was officially on his own. He thought he was pretty prepared for a freshman. He had a dorm room, a meal plan, a couple $100 saved up to last him until he found a job. What he didn't anticipate was how lonely and out of place he would feel on campus.
For example, I would ask, someone would ask me, like, what do my parents do? Or where do my parents go to college? And I said, well, my parents didn't go to college. And they go, okay, so what do your parents do? It's like, well, my mom is a housekeeper and my dad's unemployed. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then it's just from there, it's like, where does the conversation go? Because at this point, we've been like 2 minutes into our conversation and there's nothing to relate.
Most students at the University of Michigan come from middle-class or upper-middle-class families whose parents also went to college. Chris Reynolds, he's in the minority. U of M officials don't have exact numbers, but they estimate there are roughly 3,000 students on campus who are first-generation students, many of whom are low-income.
I think the university is aware that there are many low-income students here, but I don't think they realize how uncomfortable we are.
Statistically, Anna Garcia seems to have the odds stacked against her. She's Latina, she's a first-generation student, she's low-income. But she said it was being poor at an elite university, that was the hardest part, she says. She feels like she missed out on a lot. She couldn't go out with her friends because she had to work the late-night shift in her dorm cafeteria. She had to move to Ypsilanti because she couldn't afford an apartment on campus. When school started, she couldn't afford to buy books because she hadn't received her scholarship money yet.
And so I called my mom, and she found some savings bonds from when I was a child, but she had to send them to me. And so I had to go around my first week of classes and tell my teachers that I didn't have my books yet. That I did have some teachers say, well, you know, you got your book list a couple weeks ago, and I had to tell them I can't afford it.
Garcia feels like she has to out herself as poor all the time, and she always has to explain herself to students who don't get where she's coming from and to her family back home that don't get what she's going through at school. Having to navigate between these two worlds, it can be tough.
I know of many students who have left after their freshman year because they just felt like they couldn't find their place on campus.
Was there ever a point where you thought you were going to leave?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My whole first semester, I thought of transferring.
She didn't go through with it, though. She stayed, and she's set to graduate this spring. She found a first-generation student support group on campus, which she says helped her a lot. It made her feel less alone. Chris Reynolds stuck it out, too. He plans to graduate with a degree in aerospace engineering next year. But it was touch and go for him, too. He says U of M is really good at helping students like him pay for college, but he thinks the university could do more once students arrive.
I hate to like get all the first gens like set aside and like now you're like outcasting them, but just to have someone in the university come up and tell us like you belong here and we're so excited to have you here, that would have changed everything for me.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.